From out of nowhere, the pirates seem to pop up all around me, and they increase in number so that now there are many more of them. Yung quickly hands me a small matchbox. In it is a small jade Buddha pendant in a gold frame that was Paw's. I shake as a pirate walks up to me. He bends down so his eyes meet mine. My throat swells as he looks into my eyes. I have what he wants in my pocket.
"Do you have anything for me?"
he asks, smiling in broken Khmer. Looking down, I slowly shake my head, not daring to look at his face. My heart pounds so hard that I think it will burst through my clothes. He does not believe me and reaches into my pocket, pulling out the matchbox. I hear him shake the box and the Buddha moves around inside. He slides open the box and takes out the Buddha.
"Can I have this?"
he asks. Meekly, I nod my head.
"You can go back to your boat."
He takes Paw's Buddha and puts it in his pocket. Fighting back tears, I walk toward the boat. While the pirates body search everyone on board, other pirates ransack our small boat, taking diamond rings, sapphire necklaces, gold nuggets hidden in sacks of clothes. On the deck, people hand over their valuables without protest. Our family does not have any gold for them to take. Meng had anticipated the Thai pirates and left all of Ma's jewelry with Khoi in Cambodia. Though they took the one thing that means the most to me, the captain tells us we should consider ourselves lucky. When we are all back on the boat, the pirates offer directions to the Thai refugee camp. Our captain thanks them politely, seemingly bearing no grudges or anger, and the pirates wish us luck and wave goodbye as we sail on. "Land! Land!" someone yells many hours later. I am bolt upright in no time. After being on the ocean for 3 days, I am at last staring at the glorious sight. Real land with green trees and grass. We have heard that many boats get lost coming to Thailand and end up in the Philippines or Singapore with the refugees on board starving to death before they are picked up by the ocean police.
"Not just land, but the Lam Sing refugee camp," the captain says confidently.
A crowd of people are gathered at the port waiting to see if their relatives or friends are on board. Everyone rushes up on the deck at once, causing the boat to sway and dip heavily to one side. The boat passengers wave wildly, laughing and yelling the names of friends and family. The captain screams for everyone to stay calm or the boat will tip over, but I do not pay attention to him. "We made it!" I holler, my arms flapping up and down like wings.